We're on the Aurora Watch for our geo quiz today. Scientists say storms on the sun may affect us on Earth. These solar storms are shooting plasma our way, and that could mean an unusually good opportunity for seeing the northern lights. Doug Biesecker is at the Space Weather Forecasting Center in Boulder, Colorado. It's a project of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Now, 2 days ago, the sun's surface erupted. What happened, and how was it observed from the Earth?
So 2 days ago, the sun erupted in both what we call a solar flare and a coronal mass ejection. Solar flare is a big burst of light, whereas a coronal mass ejection is a big ejection of plasma and magnetic field.
Plasma being charged particles.
Charged particles, that's right.
And this is literally headed our way?
That's right. So these mass ejections can go off in any direction, but this one just happens to be headed straight at Earth at about 2.5 million miles an hour.
Yeesh.
That means it's going to take about 2 days to get here.
So it could get here any time.
In fact, it got here at about 11:30 Mountain Time. We're now seeing it hitting the ACE satellite, which is a million miles ahead of the Earth.
So tonight, will you be outside looking up at the sky?
Well, our prediction for this storm is that it's going to be fairly minor. It's really the first significant storm of the new solar cycle, but in the grand scheme of it, we expect to see probably several hundred this strong over the next decade.
Now, some spectacular X-ray images of that solar activity have come from NASA's Solar Dynamics Observatory. We've posted those pictures on our website. We've asked our listeners in today's GeoQuiz where that observatory is located, and it's not a terrestrial observatory, is it?
No, it's not. In fact, it was launched into orbit on February 11th, and it's currently orbiting the Earth 22,000 miles over our heads.
And it is in geosynchronous orbit. It orbits over the equator?
That's right. It's at 102 degrees west longitude, which places it squarely over the Pacific Ocean.
22,000 miles above the Pacific, and that is the answer to our geo quiz today. Now, Doug, forecasting of weather here on Earth has come quite a long way, thanks to satellites and Doppler radar technology. How does space weather forecasting compare?
Well, unfortunately, you know, we might say that a forecast on Earth for weather 3 days out isn't very good. For space weather, we're still trying to get the one-day forecast.
So it's not as good.
Yeah, we're probably 30 years behind, but we have an advantage. We can learn from what the regular weather guys did in terms of new models and numerical modeling, and take advantage of that and try to accelerate and catch up to them.
But when you talk about weather in space, obviously we're not talking about rainstorms and clouds. What do you mean by space weather?
By space weather, what we're talking about is the effects on the Earth's magnetic field, which is this big shroud that surrounds the Earth, and changes in the Earth's magnetic field change radiation belts, which can affect communications and GPS. It's the influence on the Earth's upper atmosphere, which is really invisible. It's the magnetic fields and particles that we can't normally see.
So can you leave us, I wonder, with your version of the space weather forecast?
Sure. So anytime around midnight tonight, viewers or listeners in Canada can certainly expect to see enhancements in the aurora and in Alaska. And if we're lucky, maybe some folks up in Wisconsin and Minnesota can head out and expect to see the aurora going on. From this storm, we won't expect any blackouts. Airlines that are trying to fly over the poles, the quick routes from Chicago to Hong Kong, may experience some communications outages. And satellites are always at risk. But what ensures listeners around the globe can enjoy this is that not only is there one of these mass ejections, but a second one's going to hit us on August 5th. And so we're looking at a good 3 or 4 days of unsettled to active, even minor storming conditions in space.
Well, Doug Biesecker is at the Space Weather Forecasting Center in Boulder, Colorado. Thank you, Doug.
Thank you, Dave.